tell me about the study into how much council members are paid, please.
All right. Well, at our very first meeting at the end of November, the 28th, I believe, we were presented by staff with a study with which they surveyed municipalities of approximately our size in the district or surrounding area. They developed, they had the MAC set it up as mayor, councillors, maximum, minimums, population, mediums, and averages. So the important thing would be averages. And as it was for Iqua Falls, we were sitting at or very near the bottom of the list as far as compensation, remuneration, stipends paid to council and mayor. And that wasn't right in different respects. So staff, not council, recommended an increase, which was tabled then, although the matter was deferred because it was... When you don't get an increase, Bob, for 13 years, then what happens is the to try to make up is a substantial amount. And it stood out a little bit, so we needed some time to think about it. So we recommended a little lower than what actually staff were recommending, which would bring us in line with other municipalities in our district. And it was very thoroughly studied, thoroughly thought out by all the council and the mayor, and we all spoke about it, I believe, at our meeting this past Monday, and the resolution was passed with the revised values.
What are those values?
We're looking at the mayor, and this has to go through the 2023 budget, but the mayor, the recommendation is for $24,000 and council $11,000.
And what are
previous
the
values? Yes. Previous values, I guess. if memory serves correctly, I believe the mayor's was 15,000 and the councilor was about 7. Although, let me do a quick bit of math there and I'll tell you for sure. Times 12, 7,800.
Okay.
So that was a council. So we'd be bringing up from 15 to 24. From 78 to 11. I should point out, Bob, that the job of a municipal councillor, at least in our municipality, it's pretty well a part-time job. It's a full-time part-time job, but you know, I wouldn't classify it as a full-time job. Some days, yes, but overall, an average, no. But that of the mayor, if a mayor is putting in the effort like Mayor DeLaurier is with regards to the amount of time that he puts into it, it is darn near a full-time job for that person. And you got to figure that we tend to all have day jobs, and time that we put in often doing business for the municipality is taking us away from our regular day job. So there's got to be a little bit of compensation there for that.
Right. Yep. Okay. I was going to ask you exactly that, to give me a comment like that. Because it's not... I mean, you don't do it for the money. You do it for the public service.
We do it for the public service. Now, one thing I spoke about on Monday was that many of us have been practicing community service for years. I've been doing it for well over 30 years, and you as well, Bob, I know, that when you do community service, there's a certain amount of risk involved, but mostly it's donating of your time for typically charitable purposes or some the community really needs. And you know, it's volunteer work. We don't expect to be compensated. I remember even working with the Abitibi Eskimos back in the day, and we were paying like door staff, people to stand there for 3, 4, 5 hours. We were paying them the equivalent of a pop and a chip. So it's kind of like it bore no resemblance to what their time was actually worth. It was more of a token of appreciation. But when you're into municipal politics, whether you're council or mayor, the burden is completely different compared to, say, just volunteer community service. There's a whole lot more liability, responsibility involved, time commitments. This isn't volunteer work anymore. And the electorate elected us based on many factors, but I would assume that some of them would be, look, you have a multi-million dollar corporation to run. We entrust that business into your hands based on your various levels of expertise and experience. And I mean, you have to be reasonable that yes, and it involves a lot of time, but there's some compensation required there because that's beyond just community volunteer work, way beyond that for risks and liabilities and responsibilities involved.